from a place hidden deep within Las Vegas, on the 44th floor of the legendary Korean Taco Plant, situated discreetly next to dumpster number 3, a man is on a mission. A mission to bring music and comedy to the world. A mission to introduce the people behind the greatest acts in Las Vegas. A mission to bring you the news like you've never heard it before. A mission to be crazy. It's the Rockin' Comedy Show with your host, Crazy Jay, along with the mind-blowing talent of his co-host, Paul the Spaz Peraza. They bring you special guests, live music, crazy news, and I can't get behind that, along with God only knows what else they'll come up with. And now, here's your host, Crazy Jay!
It is the Rockin' Comedy Show, ladies and gentlemen. It's time once again for another outstanding show, and yet another week without Spaz.
Would you mind repeating that, Jay Bird?
I said another week without Spaz.
You're so mean.
Oh, no, we miss him.
I love him. I love the picture of him with a Spaz bot and like all the kids around and like the county fair in the paper. It's so good.
And of course, that is the voice of Rebecca.
I love this guy because the guy is rich.
Hiya.
Yeah, it is the Rockin' Comedy Show. Coming up this week, we've got Rogan and company coming in to talk about what they've been up to since their last appearance on the show. And we've got the news coming up. We've got I Can't Get Behind That. And we got a lot of things happening on the show today. Hopefully a few phone calls. If you guys don't know, we do take calls now. The number is 702-866-9135.
Skype line.
That is. Just give us a call. We want to hear from ya. We really, really do. But right now on the Rockin' Comedy Show.
And now it's time for the Rockin' Comedy Show news with your anchor, Rebecca Zimlick. From every corner of the globe, she brings you the news that matters. No story is too small. From guys plant mice at a pizza shop to woman steals crucifix after confession, she brings you the scoop like no one else can. Now, here's Rebecca with the news.
Yeah, you know it's Rebecca, your favorite train wreck, and I'm here with the news. First news, top of the line, Arizona Walmart employees rob store to fund sex change. Yes, it's true. In Phoenix, Arizona, two Walmart employees robbed an Arizona store where they work, stealing $45,000 and plan to buy a car and fund a sex change operation with the proceeds. Police said on Wednesday, police in Prescott, around 80 miles northwest of Arizona, arrested the 23-year-old and a 19-year-old. They were accused of stealing over $45,000 in cash from the Walmart store in Prescott. Cullen told detectives that her motive for stealing the money was to go forward with the sex change operation that she wanted. I do believe, or she said, I don't believe that she had made arrangement at that point, but I do believe she had already started the process to become a man. It's really weird for dykes, you know. It's really strange they want to become a man.
You know? When you first started that Walmart story, I thought it was going to be about the Walmart here in town that just got shot up.
Which one was that?
The one in Spring Mountain and Rainbow, my former store.
Oh, my God. Why did it get shot up?
They went in there to do some credit card fraud and got caught. And
what time?
It was early. It was like, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, I believe, they went in there.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Nobody's
idiots
in there.
After the burglary, Cullen gave the cash to Altaveros, the two robbers, who then used $22,000 to buy a Toyota Supra car, Supra. When was the last time they made a Supra? From a private seller in the Phoenix area. The two suspects are being held without custody. Reinhardt said that all but 31 cents of the stolen money had been recovered. Because they what? They stole the freaking Supra? Ridiculous. Anyways, our next story on the agenda. Michigan judge says man must quit smoking to see his kids. Yes, in Howell, Michigan, a man who authorities say burned his 7-year-old daughter with a cigarette must stop smoking if he wants to see his children. The order was issued Thursday after an attorney for Brad Wessler asked the Livingston County Court judge amending conditions of the 30-year-old man's bond. There is no more opportunity for an incident to occur. I'm going to extreme side of safety for this child. Okay, listen, if you burn your kid, I'm sorry. You are negative. You cannot ever see your kid again. I'm sorry. Like,
well, did he do it on purpose or was it an accident?
I mean, it doesn't even say. It's like, you're going to quit.
Because, I mean, growing up, my dad smoked and I got burnt. Everyone's way would like
why
walk
would you
into
get burnt? I don't understand. Why would you?
Well, it's an accident. You walk into it or he's doing something and he just, you know, I don't see, like, my dad never sat there and put him out in my arm.
That's what it sounds like to me. It says the judge ordered that he was prohibited from smoking within 20 feet of his children, required to keep the family together. I mean, you know what? I think it's super easy. You know, you keep your hand off your kid. You don't beat them, that you can, like, well, honestly, I think you should beat them. But a cigarette, I mean, come on, it's taken to a new level. I mean, there's no reason you should ever fucking effing get a cigarette near your kid. I mean, the thing is, you should smoke outside because they can get tuberculosis or, I don't know, they could get coughing damage. I don't even know. Secondhand smoke causes all kinds of disease. They're already fat anyways from eating McDonald's. It's bad enough. They already live in a trailer. I mean, think about the people that smoke in the house next to kids. You must live in a trailer and you must feed your kids McDonald's every meal. So they're already...
While you're shopping at Walmart.
Well, you're already destined for failure. They're already going to be strippers and hookers and freaking drug dealers. I mean... They shouldn't have lung cancer, too. That's all I have to say about that. So, you know what? Anyways, our next story on the agenda will be simply the best 7 days a week. There is a pig born with a human head. And that brings me back to that episode of Kids in the Hall. What have you done? Where the chicken lady is born? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This little piglet was born with a human-shaped head. This little fellow was born in Santa Cruz, El Sol, Guatemala. And the locals have blamed a visit from an alien for his freakish face. The bizarre creature was one of a litter of 11 born after locals reported seeing strange bright lights hovering in the sky. The strange light, bright light might have been a human penis. Because this pig really does have a human face. Look.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, they think it's an alien. I just think it's a common, you know, bestiality thing.
Yeah, somebody didn't pull out.
Exactly, because it's so weird, because sometimes these, like, weird foreign countries, they have these weird things, like, you know, if you have sex with a virgin, you'll cure yourself of AIDS and, like, all kinds of weird shit. Like, I just think it's some, like...
Well, what does it say when you have sex with a pig?
Well, you know, the thing
you've
is...
You've had too much to drink.
No! I mean, it's like a Saturday night out on freaking Fremont Street. But at the same time, he's like, I didn't even know that, you know, we could even copulate with these kind of creatures. But honestly, from these pictures, I do believe there was a human involved.
Just by the
and
look?
You know what? It really just says to me, we are doomed. The planet should just catch on fire now. We can just all die because, you know, the world is going to hell. And the next story up is eel removed from man's bladder after entering penis during beauty spa.
Where did you find these stories today? People having sex with pigs, eels entering penises.
Okay. An erratic eel wiggled its way up a man's penis and into his bladder following an accident. An accident during an unorthodox beauty spa in China. There's no way I'm going to a fucking other country and having some weird shit done to me. I mean, I'll go to Europe, maybe. And if they speak English, I'll let them do some shit to me. But Zhang Nan was bathing with live eels to cleanse his skin when one rogue serpent took a liking to his manhood. So he was, like, sitting there, and, like, this eel was, like, touching his wiener, and he was like, oh, that's cool. The eel treatment is a similar concept to the popular London spas that offer fish pedicures. Thinking of the eels would make him look 10 years younger, Nan divided in the water and let them feast upon layers of dead skin. But after laying in the spa bath, Nan felt a sharp pain and realized a small eel was working its way up his urethra into his bladder. I climbed in the bath and I could feel the eels nibbling my body, but then suddenly I felt a severe pain. I can't even freaking go on. Oh my god. The thing is, I honestly feel that he was like, oh shit, I can't get it out. That's why he went to the hospital. I bet he freaking loved it. The diameter of the urethra in the man's penis is just a little narrow, but because eels are quite slippery, his body worked as a lubricant, so he got into his penis smoothly. You know what? I don't believe any of this freaking story. This is ridiculous. This is absolutely ridiculous.
It's something called research before you do the story on the air.
Oh no, I read it. Okay. No, but I just had to say it.
Yeah,
I want everybody in the audience to agree with me. This is ridiculous.
I believe it's probably a story that belongs in the Weekly World News.
Anyways, that is a news to me.
You're listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. Crazy Jay with you. Rebecca is here. We're hoping that Spaz will be joining us next week. Well, he's in town briefly.
If he's not doing Spaz Bot. But you know what? The pictures of him at the county fairs with the children is priceless.
Well, also, let's talk about this weekend because, ladies and gentlemen, Rebecca went to her very first Weird Al Yankovic concert.
Yes, I did. And if you guys see me on Facebook, I have the most amazing profile picture because I was taken hostage by some stormtroopers. And it's so sexy.
We had fun at the concert. We had fun backstage with the stormtroopers, R2-D2. It was amazing.
I mean, who has an R2 unit? Dun, dun, dun. Anyways, he has a full gang of stormtroopers, and I was taken hostage and made forced to be on the ground on my knees and my hands behind my head, and it was definitely the best photo op of the year.
But not only that, how was the concert?
The show was great. I did have to give up because everybody, the show was large, and I couldn't fit in the small seats.
Everybody. The seats in general are just tiny.
They're tiny.
And they're just cramped.
And they're too far away from the bar. But listen, the freaking setup at the cannery is amazing. They have an inside area. Then they have an outside area with tables.
Like a patio area.
A patio area.
We're getting a call.
Oh, I love calls.
You're listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. We're taking a call. Who is this?
It's Eddie, Jay. Your good friend, Eddie.
Yay!
Eddie Rifkin of CUI.
Oh, my God. I just got your invite on Facebook.
So, does this...
Yes, you did, and yes, it's me.
Yay!
So, you have a new location, I guess.
We have a new location. We just made a deal today to go into the lovely, beautiful Bikini Bar on Spring Mountain Road.
Yeah, I
fantastic.
Love that
Spring Mountain in like the 15, basically.
Yeah, just a little bit west of the 15. You folks might have known it as it was the artist formerly known as the Sand Dollar.
Right.
Mm, classic place.
Great drink specials there all the time. Are you guys keeping it? They also have a porn star karaoke there on Mondays.
Arr.
So that's a great.
Oh, they.
You didn't know that?
Sounds like just like our kind of place.
I think they moved it.
No, it's still there.
With really?
Rebecca, with Rebecca Love?
I thought she moved to a different location.
Oh, no. I was just there.
Oh, good. I love Rebecca Love.
But,
my alter ego.
So you guys are still there on Thursday. You're going to do Thursday nights.
We're going to do Thursday nights. We're going to start the show at 10 o'clock-ish. So none of our friends have an excuse and can complain that we start the show too late for them. And we're going to bring the same filthy, dirty, uncensored, you never know what you're going to hear kind of comedy to the Bikini Bar.
Well, we like it.
Are there girls in bikinis there? Be honest.
There's a bartender in a bikini.
Close enough.
Much I know.
If you go on Monday nights before the karaoke, they have the burlesque show.
Mm.
Oh.
Oh, something.
How about if I say to any listeners, female listeners of the Rockin' Comedy Show, wear a bikini to the opening night of CUI. The show is called Here We Come Again. Thursday, September 29th, 10 o'clock. If you're a listener of the Rockin' Comedy Show and you're a female and you wear a bikini top and you can find my fat ass hiding in the bar, I will buy your first drink. How's that?
Oh, that's awesome. So, Rebecca.
That's nice, right?
So, Rebecca will be there.
Put it in my calendar now.
So it sounds
like Rebecca. I'll buy Rebecca drinks all night.
Yay! Okay, put in my calendar. CY, 10 p.m.
He said if you actually show up.
Oh no, I'll be there. It's at the Sand Dollar. What's it called? It's called the Bikini Bar.
The Bikini Bar. But that's awesome.
I'm putting it in my calendar. It's past my diet time.
But we wanted to get the plug out there, and we have another call coming in, so I'm going to talk to you later, buddy.
Thanks. Bye, Eddie. Bye.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show, and who is on the line?
Hi, this is Chris. Chris?
Chris who?
Chris Walken.
Oh, is this Christopher Walken?
Yeah, it's Christopher Walken.
Oh, how are you, Christopher Walken?
I'm doing great, Jay. Is this Jay I'm talking to?
It is.
Who am I talking to?
Great. It's Crazy Jay, the host. Say hi to Rebecca.
Hey, Rebecca, how are you?
Fantastic. I loved you in True Romance.
Thanks. You know, it's one of my favorite roles to ever do, really. It was great. You know, Tony Scott, amazing director.
However, could you be so evil? I loved it when you just cut his hand, Dennis Hopper's hand, and just put all that alcohol in it. It was so rough.
Yeah, you know, everything in that scene was completely scripted, except for the part where, you know, the very end, if you notice the scene, it's scripted. Quentin Tarantino did it perfectly. It was a great script. And the only thing, you know, we improvised at all was when at the very end, you know, I say you're a cantaloupe. And that's the only thing that was improv, that entire scene.
Fantastic. Whatever you're doing, keep drinking the Kool-Aid because you sell it.
I mean, you're one of the coolest guys in Hollywood, if not the coolest guy.
I can't believe you're talking to the Rockin' Comedy Show.
Yeah. Are you a listener of the Rockin' Comedy Show?
Oh, you know, I mean, we met. Did we not meet? It must have been 8 years ago. I don't remember when it was.
Yeah, it was about 7 or 8 years ago when Shuli was hanging out on the show.
Yeah, Shuli, crazy, crazy man.
Do you remember do you remember the bit that you and Shuli did?
Man, no, it's been a long time. What was the bit?
You and Bobcat Goldthwait actually read the story of Green Eggs and Ham by Dr. Seuss.
Oh, that is crazy. I must have been really, really high.
Where are you at right now?
Are you driving in L.A.? What's going on?
I'm in Los Angeles right now. I'm driving. I'm in my car. And I'm driving, had a long day on a shoot, and, you know, headed home. I might stop at Ralph's on the way home and, you know, pick up something to eat, and then, you know, off to work again tomorrow.
Oh, well, that's awesome. We want to thank you. Is there anybody else in the car with you, or are you just by yourself?
No, I'm by myself.
Are you pleasuring yourself?
Am I what?
Pleasuring yourself if you're by yourself.
Am I pleasuring myself? No, that's what, you know, you pay women for. You don't do that yourself.
Are you about to go home and pay somebody to pleasure you?
You know, maybe not tonight. I'm tired.
You're a star. I figure you do that all the time.
No, you know, I get that ordered to me when I need it, but you know, sometimes, you know, I like to save.
Did you hairspray your hair up today? Because you always have a nice coif.
I have my hair up. No, the hair is actually short for the role I'm doing. right now. It's playing a preacher, and it's very short hair.
You're playing a creature?
A preacher.
Oh, a preacher. You know what? One thing about Christopher Walken is he always... It's where your hair is going to be. Is it going to be up? Is it going to be down? Is it going to be slicked? I mean, when you went in for this role, I mean, were they specific about how they wanted your hair to be?
No, it's never come up. Normally, you know, I mean, yeah, there's been a few roles where for sure the hair is a focal point. But most of the time... You know, you get on set and you know, the hair, and you got hair and your makeup, and they just do it, and you come out and you do.
Listen,
you know, the way
you're
the way
Christopher Walken, you think it's nothing, but they do your hair in the Christopher Walken way. Hey, you know what? One of my favorite movies by you was, what was that one from the 80s? Brainwaves? Was that it?
Which one?
The one from the 80s, the Brainwaves. I fucking love that movie. You were so sexy in that movie.
The one people like the most, I think, people always think, you know, come to me and ask me about Dead Zone.
Yeah, that's it.
But listen, you're freaking old then. I like when you're young and sexy. Brainwaves. Fuck all that other shit. Right? Was it Brainwaves? Was that the name of it?
Dead Zone.
No. Brain something. I think it was Brainwaves, where you could, like, conduct some shit with your head. That's your sexy shit. Fuck all this new shit. I like when you're sexy, hot, and svelte.
Thank you. You know, one of the favorite roles I ever did was Annie Hall. It was a small role, but...
Boring!
Annie Hall.
I like when you're sexy. You were in Annie Hall?
Yeah, did you see it?
Hey, listen.
Great film.
Well, but before we have to hang up on you, can you just say that the Rock and Comedy Show would be a lot better if we used more cowbell?
Please.
Yeah. Should I just? This is Christopher Walken, and you know I love this show, but the Rock and Comedy Show would be much better with more cowbell.
That's awesome, dude.
Can you say it again? Just say it one more time and say it like you mean it.
Rebecca's so
wet
right
now. The Rockin' Comedy Show would be much better with more cowbell.
You made my life, Christopher. You made my fucking life. You do know that I own a cowbell myself, and I do participate in a couple of rock band... you know, companies, and if you guys ever need a rock band participant, you can always call the Rock and Comedy Show. I own my own cowbell. True story.
But I want to thank you for calling in and letting us know that you listen.
And you're still alive. God damn.
Well, for sure. And when I'm out there again, you know, frequently I come out, you know, it's a great place, you know, partying and whatnot. I'll give you a call. And tweet or something, and you know maybe we get together again. And
yeah,
you know,
let's tweet.
Little night of the town.
Yeah, let's tweet. That'll be fun.
That'd be good.
All right, buddy. Well, thank you very much for calling in.
My pleasure.
All right, buddy. Give it up for Christopher Walken.
Holy crap! We have hit the pay dirt. We got Christopher Walken calling in.
Calling in on our Skype line.
Hello! Guess what? I'm bringing my cowbell next show. For sure.
Remember, guys, you can call during the show. 702-866-9135.
Bring cowbell.
We will talk to you. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back with comments. We've got some good comments.
Woo!
And maybe some more phone calls. We don't know. And it's going to be awesome. We'll be back right after this.
Oh, my God.
Hey, this is Chris Reject here. As a fan of comedy music, I want to tell you about this awesome CD from Dino Mike. It's called
Actually, it's Chimericana.
Anyway, it's great. Favorites like...
Banter, no one will know how to get so clever.
And...
My homies know that I'm totally cool when... With my steel on rims to my private school.
And don't forget about
She wants a
baby mama, 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 baby mama.
So pick up your copy of Chimericers.
Chimericana.
It can be found at dynamite.com. And with his other albums, but
Chimericana
is the best one to date. Did I mention it also has...
Cause she's a dork whore. Saving geeks like you and me, she's a dork whore.
So order your copy of
Chimericana
today at dynamite.com.
Attention race fans, are you ready for the experience of a lifetime? Come down and experience the feel of real racing at Fast Lap Indoor Kart Racing. Sunday. Located at 4288 South Polaris in fabulous Las Vegas, just minutes from the strip, Fast Lap will strap you into a 200cc open-wheeled rocket of adrenaline for the racing experience of a lifetime. And if you mention the Rockin' Comedy Show Sunday through Friday night, you'll get three races for $25. How much? I said $25. Oh, my God! Fast Lap Indoor Kart Racing. You gotta be there!
Fast Lap Indoor Kart Racing opens Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, Saturday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Visit www.fastlaplv.com or www.rockingcomedyshow.com for more details.
Hi, this is Rebecca from the Rockin' Comedy Show. And if you're anything like me, you're always on the go. If you're planning a corporate event, working out, or getting the news ready for the Rockin' Comedy Show, whatever it is that keeps you moving, then all you have to do is try ZipFizz. It's all natural. It's not like all those other energy drinks that leave you with that hard crash. Just put it in your water and you are ready to go. Plus, I like all the different flavors. You can try grape, you can try orange or lemon. From their powdered formula to the instant shot, it really works for people on the go who just need that extra 4 to 5 hour boost. Visit them at ZipFizz.com or wherever ZipFizz is sold.
It's Kevin Burke from Defending the Caveman at Harris Hotel and Casino in fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada, and you are listening to the one and only Rockin' Comedy Show.
That's right, right up here on the 44th floor of the Korean Taco Plant. You know, haven't really pointed out that this week we actually had two big anniversaries. We had, of course, the 10-year anniversary of 9/11. Something about 9/11 and our poolside concert will be coming up during I Can't Get Behind That. But also, this is the week 8 years ago that Johnny Cash passed away. And we're going to do the Crazy 8 countdown with the top 8 funniest Johnny Cash songs that he did. So we're going to do that throughout the show. But speaking of 9/11, let's see, Rebecca, let's play a little game real quick. Yeah. Let's see if you know who is singing this song. The clue is, you know this
Frankie
person.
Frankie said goodbye to Julia in the fall of 44. Had to catch the last train that could get him back to the war.
And you love him.
Done for tours in Germany, and this would be his final one.
I don't
one.
Love anybody but Seth Turner.
He wouldn't make it Dawn, back to her. He had to raise his son.
Spaz.
Does it sound like Spaz? There's no wiki wiki.
Cause he laid down his life.
Is it Tim Ketching? I don't love anybody else. I love you.
It is Scott Scooter Deal.
I love him. You know I love you, Mr. Deal. I love him.
That's an original song Hero called An American Like Me.
I never knew. I loved him so much.
I knew.
Scott Scooter Deal.
That's what I said. I thought you were going to probably talk about this story in the news. You didn't. Did you hear about Billy Joe Armstrong being removed from the plane?
No fucking way. Tell me all about it.
Apparently, Billy Joe from Green Day was delayed on his return to Los Angeles on Thursday because he couldn't get his pants to stay up. The Green Day lead singer was aboard a Southwest Airlines flight when he got up to stow his bag in the overhead compartment prior to takeoff. A passing flight attendant was none too pleased with his visible underwear, so she asked the musician to pull up his pants. He bluntly responded by asking her if she had anything better to do. Offended, she repeated her request, at which point, Armstrong loudly said, "I'm just trying to get my fucking seat." Apparently, Southwest does not take too kindly to sass mouth because he was promptly booted from the plane. So, America, pull up your pants.
I mean, I wish they would pull up his pants, but it seems like that only Southwest seems to have any integrity, because the rest of the airlines, it's like any fucking bullshit goes. I mean, any effing BS goes. Ooh.
Rebecca, are you ready for comments?
No. Now, of course, I'm ready for comments.
We're going to get things started with a comment from Alaska. Major Lee Small writes, Jay, could you please play the Clarence the Frogman hit, I Ain't Got No Home? Thanks.
I ain't got no home.
Yeah, I will definitely, we'll do an all request set when the comments are done, because we do have some requests to get to today. From Colorado, I'm an asshole. I'm an asshole. Right, hey, Rockin' Comedy Show, how about next summer you guys travel to a few places like other states and do some stuff here? If the demand is great enough. What are you doing over there?
I am texting the coach.
We're doing comments. The coach can wait.
Fuck him.
The coach can wait. Hyman Idiot from Iowa, right? I'm an idiot.
I think it'd be funnier if he said Hyman.
Well, it's I'm an idiot in his response.
Hyman Idiot.
I'm an idiot. And he responds, yes, I agree. I'm a gonna blow from Nevada writes, how about in honor of your Halloween party theme, Area 51 Research Facility, you play the Randells. Ooh, that's a good one. Haven't played that one in years.
Love the Randells.
So I will do that in the, you're looking, of course, for the Martian Hop, and I'll do that in our all request set. I'm a loser from Idaho writes, yes, again, I agree. I'm an asshole. I get it. He's fucking with me today. Dan, the music man from North Carolina. Yes, he's back from vacation, writes, 1938, Jazz Gilliam and the Hit Jizz Boy Band, Reefer Head Woman. If you have it, do you know who is playing rhythm guitar? He gave me two really good requests this week that I actually had to spend a little bit of time to find, because I had never heard of this particular song. Which is, of course, about a woman who just loves the reefer. And it's from 1938, and Boozy Bruins is the rhythm guitarist on there, a very famous guy back in the blues era. And let's continue, shall we, with more comments. The Token Toker from Wyoming writes, Jay, here's a classic recording, not sure what year I used to listen to it as a young kid, not even sure who sings it. Maybe you have an idea. The name of the song is Sweet Marijuana Brown. What is it with the marijuana references this week? Anyway, we have Sweet Marijuana Brown. I have not heard of this song, but I will find it, and we'll play it on this show. I'm pretty sure I can pull it up. Piano Recital from Iowa writes, hey, Rockin' Comedy Show. Rebecca, worst breakup you went through, and have you ever gotten revenge on an ex-boyfriend? And what was it?
No, I'm not a revenge kind of person. Like, I always, like, think that I'm going to plan revenge, but then I think I don't want to, you know, it's the worst thing to say about a girl is, like, she's psycho. So I never, like, do any, well, okay, that's a lie. I've done pretty bad things. Well,
give us one. Give us.
Okay, so I found out the guy that I was dating, long-distance relationship, was married, and so, when I found out, I was like fucking livid, like, because he gave me a whole different last name, like all kinds of bullshit. And so all night long, I would just go up to guys and I'd be like, hey, can I borrow your cell phone? And I'd be like, say, hey, this is Candy from the fucking Crazy Horse 2. Where are you going? Where are we going to fuck tonight? Like, I would literally went up to like 10 people and made them call his home phone number. His wife would answer every time. And I'd be like, this is Candy, or this is like Tina, and we're waiting for him. Where is he at? Da, da, da. Waiting for Dave. Why isn't he here? So for like 10 different phone calls, like 10 different phones, like different numbers, like not mine. This is like so long ago. This is like before like huge
Star college. 69.
Well, it was just like, you know, it wasn't that, not that old. But anyways, it was just like, it was pretty bad. Like all night long. I was like, I was livid.
Ten rotary phones.
Ten rotary phones. Like, So I made everything, and I'll make different people just answer the phone. It was never my phone, and I made them call and be like, this is Bunny, and we're running the Crazy Horse. Why aren't you here waiting to suck your cock? Like, you know, I did that. that's what I did. So
was that the worst breakup, the guy that was married long distance?
Well, it wasn't such a breakup because he's still one. He was like, I want to marry you. I'm like, I'm not marrying a cheater. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
But I found out he was married. I was like, are you fucking shitting me? And so I made everybody in Vegas call his home phone. So that was about good enough for me. But other than that, you know, because most of the boyfriends that I have, they usually pay for something. So I'm not going to cut them off because they're probably still paying some bill on some end. So they can't be me. They're not stupid. So they always keep me on a tether of some sort.
Pain and Suffering from Louisiana writes, how about a classic cowboy tune from my days on the of listening to the Demento Show, Blood on the Saddle. Yes, I will get that in our...
Blood on the Saddle? Is that a bad period story?
No, it's actually by a guy named Tex Ritter, who is the father to John Ritter of Three's Company fame.
Dead.
Dead. So is his dad. From California, Feel Like Sheet writes, Rockin' Comedy Show, what's up?
What's up?
Tate or Chips from Idaho writes, can you play Addicted to Spuds by Weird Al, seeing him this weekend? Sure, I would love to.
Addicted to Spuds. Why didn't he play that at his concert? Because this is awesome.
I think he has more of a reason to play it at... in Idaho than he does here in Vegas. But Dan, the music man from North Carolina, writes, okay, Jay, on my vacation, I thought of one that you possibly can't have. Not even sure if you have heard it before. 1950, Teresa Brewer, Pickles and Bubblegum. Bet you don't even know who co-wrote it with her, and he is... pretty famous. Well, I think you're talking about this one.
Mom gave me a nickel to buy a pickle. I didn't buy a pickle. I bought some chewing gum. Chew, 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 chewing gum.
I'll play the whole thing in our request set, but guess what, Dan, the music man? We are 12 for 12, I believe, and you lose again because the song is not called Pickles and Bubblegum, and I gotta tell you, I searched 5 hours to find out this song. All right, I didn't know anything about Teresa Brewer. 5 hours, and it's called Chew and Gum. C-H-O-O-N.
Chew gum. And gum.
Not Pickles and Bubble Gum. Who did she co-write it with? Vic Mizzy. Who is he famous? Yes, because he wrote all kinds of TV
theme
songs.
So, question, does Dan, the music man, not have the World Wide Web?
He does. He's just trying to challenge me.
He thinks that you don't know how to use Google?
I'm not using Google if I can go into my archives and pull up the song. And that's generally what the trick is about. And this time I was stumped, and that's how I found out that Vic Mizzy was the guy that helped co-write that song, who, of course, later went on to writing songs like the theme to the Addams Family.
The Addams Family.
Beverly Hillbillies, Green Acres, all the good ones. So, Dan, the Music Man, there you go, and I'll play that for you a little bit later on. You want it, so eat it, from Illinois, writes Jay. How about the lovely...
Did you just say Illinois?
Illinois.
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 Just like
the webs.
Webs or wide webs. Okay.
You want it, so eat it, writes Jay. How about that lovely love song about the dachshunds that can't climb stairs because he has a problem? In honor of the news story that Rebecca did last week. Sure. I will definitely play that for you. And Adam Zapple from Louisiana.
Adam Zapple. Love it.
Jay, you get challenged to play a lot of old songs, and it seems you enjoy Dan, the Music Man, and others showing off your collection. But what is the oldest song that you do have in your collection? It is actually a comedy recording from Nat M. Williams from 1908.
So that's older than my mom's pussy.
And it's a very great story about what happened to the
dog. Ain't got no home. My old lady's wrong. Oh,
border. I ain't got a border. I ain't got a border. Not even a brother. I'm a lonely girl. I ain't got home. I want you laying to me. Laying to me. I want you laying to me. Laying to me. I'm a lonely girl. I ain't got home.
Comedy show with the Martian Hop, and ahead of that, Clarence the Frogman Henry with I Ain't Got No Home. That, of course, was a request. You can make a request. It's very simple. Just head on over to rockingcomedyshow.com and leave a comment. We'll be more than happy to play it in our all request segment. Well, you know, my good buddy Dan, the Music Man, hit me up this week after being gone on vacation, and he wanted to hear a song from 1938 by Jazz Gulliam and the Hit Jazz Boys, a song called Reefer Head Woman. You know, I got it. Of course I've got it. And he wanted to know if I knew who was playing rhythm guitar. I do. It was a guy named Big Bill Brunzi, and he was a great American blues singer, songwriter, guitarist. His career began in the early 1920s. He played country blues to mostly black audiences through the 30s and 40s. And then he successfully made a transition to a style that more urban blues sound that was popular with the white audiences in the 1950s. He did pass away August 15th, 1958. And this is a song called Reefer Head Woman. Here you go, Dan, the Music Man.
Sleep so sound.
don't leave me, going to sound no good town. She was a rough-cutting woman, she didn't like to break 'em down. If you got a good woman, men, please don't take her around. If you got a good woman, men, please don't take her around. She will get full of reefer and raise sand all over this town.
From 1945, that was Sweet Marijuana Brown, recorded by Barney Bogard. And that one, of course, was for the Token Toker, who hit me up at the Rockin' Comedy Show. Remember, if you want to challenge me to a song or just make a request, you can leave comments at the website. You can email me. It's j@rockincomedyshow.com. That's rockincomedyshow.com. Of course, before that, Reefer Head Woman going out to Dan Dan, the music man, who wanted to stump me and again has failed. You're listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. We're in the middle of an all request set and another old one today going out to Pain and Suffering from Louisiana. Wanted to hear this one that she used to listen to, or he used to listen to, on the Dr. Demento Show. Here's Tex Ritter, Blood on the Saddle.
You're addicted to spots. you're addicted to spuds. Might as well face it, you're addicted to spuds. Might as well face it, you're addicted to spuds. Might as well face it, you're addicted to spuds. Might as well face it, you're addicted to spuds. I'm giving up, it's just no use. Another case of spud abuse. What can I say? What can I do? Potato bug has got me too.
Yeah, Weird Al right there with Addicted to Spuds, going out to Tater Chips of Idaho, who's seeing him in Idaho Falls this weekend. And what a great concert, guys. It was fantastic. We go back to Dan Dan, the music man, who made another request, who wanted to hear a song from the 1950s from Teresa Brewer. He said it was a song called Pickles and Bubblegum. I was like, man, I can't find this song. I've never even heard of Teresa Brewer. I did research. I was all over the internet for about 4 to 5 hours to find this particular song that is not even called Pickles and Bubblegum.
Mom gave me a nickel to buy a pickle. I didn't buy a pickle. I bought some chewing gum.
No, it is called chewing gum. C-H-O-O-N gum. Here it is, Dan Dan the Music Man. Thank you for this request.
My mom gave me a nickel to buy a pickle. I didn't buy a pickle. I bought some chewing gum. Chew, 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 chewing gum. How I love chewing gum. I'm crazy over chewing gum. I chew, chew, chew. My aunt gave me a quarter for soda water. I didn't buy the water. I bought some chewing gum. Chew, 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 chewing gum. How I love chewing gum. I'm crazy over chewing gum. What can I do? I chew the day away, it seems. I'm even blowing bubbles in my dreams. My pop gave me a dollar to buy a collar. You should have heard him holler when I bought chewing gum. Chew, 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 chewing gum. How I love chewing gum. I'm crazy over chewing gum. I chew, chew, chew. My aunt gave me a quarter for soda water. I didn't buy the water. I bought some chewing gum.
Chew, 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 chewing gum. How I love chewing gum. I'm crazy over chewing gum. What can I do?
I chew the day away, it seems. I'm even blowing bubbles in my dreams. My pop gave me a dollar to buy a collar. You should have heard him holler when I bought chewing gum. gum. Chew, 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 chewing gum. How I love chewing gum. I'm crazy over chewing gum. I chew, chew, chew. Chew, 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 chewing gum. How I love chewing gum. I'm crazy over chewing gum. I chew, chew, chew.
Chewing gum, chewing gum, chewing, chewing, chewing gum.
I'm crazy over chewing gum. I chew, chew, chew.
Chewing gum, chewing gum, chewing, chewing, chewing gum.
I'm crazy over chewing gum. I chew, chew, chew.
Hey, this is Spaz.
And Crazy Jay.
And we are here at the Rockin' Comedy Show. Jay, you know how I drink coffee every morning.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I found something way better.
What's that?
It's called Zip Fizz. It's fantastic. With coffee, I end up crashing probably about a half hour later. But with this stuff, all you do is add it to a bottle of water, and you are off to the races for 4 to 6 hours. It's great. No artificial stimulants. It tastes good, and it's good for you. No sugar. It's that bang, boom in a bottle when you need that extra boost in your day. Listen to your buddy Spaz and check out zipfizz.com. You'll thank me later.
Hey, this is Chris Reject here. As a fan of comedy music, I want to tell you about this awesome CD from Dino Mike. It's called
it's Chimericana.
Anyway, it's great. Favorites like...
Banter, no one will know how to get so clever.
And...
My homies know that I'm totally cool when I drive up with my school on rims to my private school.
And don't forget about...
She wants a baby mama, baby mama, baby.
So pick up your copy of Chimericers.
Chimericana.
It can be found at dynamite.com and with his other albums, but
Chimericana
is the best one to date. Did I mention it also has...
Cause she's a dork whore. Saving geeks like you and me, she's a dork whore.
So order your copy of
Chimericana
today at dynamite.com.
Hey, this is Mike Jones Jr., and you're listening to The Crazy Jay Show.
On our phone line right now, it is Anthony Cools. What's up, buddy?
Oh, everything that's supposed to be. Thanks for asking, though.
You have this amazing club now that I can't stay away from.
Well, that's a good thing, because we put addictive stuff in the water and in the ice to make people want to come back. It's great.
That and the miniature golf.
And the miniature golf, yes, which is coming together quite nicely, I may add.
Yes. I don't like hole number 6, but I'm getting better.
Hole number 6, that's the Grand Canyon jump, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, that's a tricky hole. You gotta get enough air time, you know, just land it right.
Yeah, I've gotten it down from 15 strokes to 5, so I'm getting better.
But we give you a nice easy 7 after that, right?
I think so. Yeah, those are
then we have
ones.
A hard 8.
Yeah, the haunted hole is pretty awesome too, I gotta say. But let's talk about...
You just gotta remember this, Jay. Just remember this. It's so easy to remember. The Swingers Club, just keep your knees bent, your head down, you're good to go.
That's right. Well, the Swingers Club opened September 1st, and it was awesome.
Thanks, bud. We opened, as most places do here in Vegas, you know, with half our sound, no lighting, no point of sales, system in operation, no cold ice, no cold drinks, half of our product missing. The PA wasn't working the way it was supposed to be, missing staff, not trained staff. You know, just a typical opening, you know. But at the end of the day, I think everybody had a blast.
Drunk people don't mind, and you were giving me shots, I think, of a hand grenade or something, and I don't remember most of the evening.
Aren't those awesome?
Those are pretty cool, actually.
Those are becoming our signature drinks, and actually, we discussed today about doing a new happy hour. You ready for this?
This is
the bomb. Ready? Happy hour 6 to 9 every night, 50-cent beers, and $2 Long Island iced teas.
Oh, I'm never going to leave now. I'm glad there's rooms available.
Yeah. Well, you won't be able to leave because you won't be able to stand. That's the plan, you know. That's the whole idea.
Well, it's awesome. And, of course, we here at the Rockin' Comedy Show wish you the best of luck and success. That place is going to be awesome. You can't go wrong when you have Bonnie Mizell as one of your piano players.
Absolutely. She rocks. Hardcore.
Yeah, she's pretty amazing.
Absolutely. What is that barking sound in the background? Is that me or is that you?
That's me, actually. That's Charlie Manson.
Okay. Okay, well, good show. Nice. Very nice. So let me tell you what else is going on down there. We got the drink specials happening. We got the club is coming together very, very nicely. And we want to invite everybody to come down and check it out. Go for a round of golf for free right now. We're not charging anybody for golf. And I don't know when that's going to change or if it's going to change, but take advantage of it now. Come down and say hi.
Absolutely. And you have the website, Swingers.
Did that sound like a shameless plug?
No, that was a great plug. That's what you're calling in
okay.
for.
Yes.
The website is swingerslv.com, correct?
Yeah, but you're better off to get us on Facebook. You know, find a page and like it, and you can see all the juicy stuff that's happening down there all the time. Pictures from the grand opening, pictures of you, pictures of me, pictures of all sorts of fun stuff happening down there.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. You're having, of course, Flip Cup this week, so we're excited about that.
That's tomorrow. Tomorrow.
Coming back. I'm coming back with a new team, and we're just calling ourselves the Flippin' Losers.
I love it. We have a team entered from the Springers tournament this time around too, called the Dirty Birdies, so that'll be fun.
I like that.
Yeah, of course, hosted by the Reverend.
And what are the hours of the Swingers Club?
Right now, we're open only 6 p.m. to 4 a.m. daily. We do want to start opening up during the day, but we're waiting for the construction to finish the plaza. We're waiting for our own construction and our bugs to get worked out, and waiting for those winter months to roll in and the slump that's Vegas is in currently right now to end. So hopefully the next couple weeks.
Awesome, buddy. Well, we love it down there, and you're not going to get rid of us now, especially with 50-cent beers and $2 iced tea, Long Island iced teas.
Yeah, and the Flip Cup table is now a permanent resident at the Swingers Club, as well as we're getting Golden Tee in and Putt-Putt Tee in, which is cool. It's like Golden Tee, but it's all Putt-Putt courses and some other games and stuff like that. It's going to be fun.
So Flip Cup can just happen there anytime now?
Anytime. We're actually thinking about doing weekly tournaments.
Oh, that would be awesome. I might actually get good.
Well, you can practice now. You have a place to practice. You don't have to come to my house to practice anymore. You just go down to the Swingers Club, bring your team, just like the time trials today, and then we'll shoot a round of golf.
Right. Right, I like that. But again, all the success in the world, man. That club is awesome.
Jay, thanks for the support, bud. You guys and your gang are awesome.
And we'll be down there to hopefully do good in the tournament.
Sounds great, bud.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
This is Angie from the Rockin' Comedy Show. You need to see the Anthony Cools Experience, the number one hypnotist at Paris in Las Vegas.
Hi, this is Anthony Cools, star of the Anthony Cools Experience at Paris, Las Vegas. I just want to let you know I can't help but use my skills in the art of hypnotism for naughty purposes.
Hypnotizing nightly must be 18 years or older. Call the box office for more information at 1-877-374-7469.
This is Baz
and Crazy J of the Rockin' Comedy Show
telling you to go check out the Anthony Cools Experience, the number one hypnotist in Las Vegas. Check it out.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. We are up here on the 44th floor of the Korean Taco Plant, where we are each and every week. Remember, you can find us on Facebook. Our fan page is Rockin' Comedy Show. You can also tweet with us. Follow us, if you will, at Rockin' Comedy, or just tweet with Rebecca. Tell her all your personal...
It's at Scrubeca. S-C-R-U-B-E-K-A-H.
That's right. If you hang out with her when she's drunk in public, you'll know why.
Yeah.
She's Scrubeca. You can also follow me if you'd like. It's CrazyJ27. And visit us on Facebook. And, of course, go to the website, rockincomedyshow.com, because you're going to get things there that you can't get on iTunes, like our video of us on the orgy with Sunset Thomas and Rebecca Love. We're talking about some fun stuff there. Plus, we've got pictures and all kinds of stuff. So visit the website and you can call us during the show. 702-866-9135.
Would you mind repeating that, Jay Bird?
Who was that?
702-866-9135. You mean this?
Would you mind repeating that, Jay Bird?
That's John Wayne.
I love it.
Yeah, that's the only thing I think he ever said that was funny.
Would you mind repeating that, Jay Bird?
702-866-9135. We are about to do I Can't Get Behind That.
I love it.
And guess what, Rebecca? I think this is the first time it's just been you and I doing I Can't Get Behind That.
I love it. Just you and I.
Kind of a little slower mood today with I Can't Get Behind That.
A little more romantic.
And after this, we're going to have Rogan and company come up here to rock for us. And I'll go this time. We started with you last week.
Yes, you go first.
I'm going to get things started with... we've talked about this portion of the of I Can't Get Behind That, where the kids that like to wear their pants down and you could see the underwear and they still have the belt on. But the new look that's been out there a couple months, maybe a year
tell
now.
Tell me about it.
That really pisses me off now is when you see the guys not only exposing the boxers, but then they have the workout shorts down, pulled down, and then they have the basketball shorts on top of that. Pulled down. So now you got four layers of pants.
It's like they're trying so hard to fit in.
When did that become a good look ever?
No, the thing is like everybody's trying so hard to fit every stereotype that's terrible.
All at once. So, I mean, like, I was working earlier today with Rhonda, and one of the guys that was working at the store had that look. Had the basketball pants, or the basketball shorts, the workout shorts under that, and then, of course, the boxers. You have to expose the boxer. I guess you pay good money for boxers. You want people to see them. I don't know. But for the double, triple look, I can't get behind that.
I can't be behind it. Oh, my God. It's terrible. It's like anything that, like, makes people, like, look like they have to fit in a little bit more, they have to do it.
Like, I'm going to set a trend. I'm setting a trend.
Oh, my gosh. So, my next I Can't Get Behind That is, why are there places that say they offer all this parking and it's like they don't have enough parking? It's like, we force you to take valet parking. We force you because there's no fucking parking anywhere. We force you. And the thing is, it's like...
Are we talking about downtown?
We're talking about anywhere. It's like, you have to do... You know, because the thing is, I feel that if you park... The minimum you have to tip is $2 because that's what my job says, that we will reimburse you for $2. So you're forced to do valet.
Right.
And it's not that I don't care about the $2. It's that I don't want to sit there for fucking 100 hours waiting for my car. I just want to fucking park. So you invite all these people. You have these events and you have no parking.
Right.
No parking. I cannot stand it.
I agree with you. We went down to the plaza during their opening to go to the Swingers Club. And they're like, it's $5 to park. And we were like, well, we're staying here, so they let you go. But there was no place to park, so you would have charged me $5 to park my car, and there's no place to park.
Absolutely, and it's like it's forced valet, which it's not about the money. It's just it takes too fucking long. I just want to park and walk to my car and get the fuck out of there. I don't want to wait forever and have all these like nobodies who don't tip shit and wait for them. Da, da, da. They don't deserve it.
Right.
They don't deserve it, and I don't deserve to wait. So fuck you with no having an event and not having enough parking.
Exactly.
Can't get
behind it. My next one, serial killers who have PR or agents.
Oh, my God, are you...
I've recently learned that, and I'm not talking about, like, O.J. Simpson, who, you know, had an agent before he went to jail. I'm talking...
Casey Anthony.
Casey Anthony. I'm talking, like, Richard Ramirez, the Night Stalker from late 80s, early 90s, whenever he was. If you wanted to do an interview with one of these guys, you have to go through their PR.
Well, the thing is that I think that if you are committed with a heinous crime or any crime period...
You shouldn't be allowed.
You should not be allowed. Okay, guess what? You can have a PR person, not a problem at all. They cannot make money. You cannot make... Like, Casey Anthony. Guess what? She got off. We get it. We all know she did it. But she does not deserve to make any money off of. She doesn't deserve profiteering off of that.
I couldn't believe that they had a PR person. Like, I'm like, really? I thought you would just,
she had
like
a private plane.
Like, you would just call, like, the prison that they're staying. Like, he's in San Quentin. So you'd call San Quentin and maybe make a request to do an interview with a serial killer.
No. You call ABC freaking yep. PR.
Yeah, you have to be like, no, you want this guy? This is what you got to do. And an interview with him is like $200. What does he need? What does he need money for? He ain't going anywhere. He's on
he
death
needs
row.
Ramen noodles.
He's on death row.
Actually, they have this thing. It's called, they take, like, what's that stuff called? Bengay, and they put it in the microwave, and they throw it on somebody. Oh, anyways, that's a new story. That's another story I can't get behind. But anyways,
that
PR.
And women that want to marry serial killers.
Oh my God, there's lines of them. I mean, the world is so, the thing is, it's like, I'm not mad at them that the world is so few of decent men to marry that women have to go to this extent.
So for serial killers with PR or agents, can't get behind
it. All right, so listen, there's another thing I just totally cannot get behind, and that's when you have an event like I had tonight and you say, hey, listen, does anybody want to talk about their experience? And these are nobodies from nowhere with no kind of nothing. And all of a sudden they're like, I've got the floor. And all of a sudden they talk and talk and talk and talk and talk and they talk about nothing and it goes nowhere, kind of like this conversation. But at least I, you know, sprinkle it with little cuss words and zip booze. But they just talk for fucking ever about nothing. They think that their experience, because they heard one person speak, like, this person spoke to me, and, like, I just felt like the Lord speaking through me and her, and, I mean, on and on. I just cannot get behind nobody's thinking, oh, my gosh, I have the floor. I have the right to speak. So the reason I was late today is because someone said, hey, listen, why don't you talk about your experience at this event we went to? On and on. And it was just like, listen, you know you're a nobody from nowhere. Shut the fuck up.
Shut the front door.
Bye.
Biatch.
I'm not allowed to cuss anymore. But anyways, I can't get behind nobody's thinking, oh my God, when someone says, tell me about your experience, that you have the floor. You know who you are. You're fat. You're disgusting. You don't get your toes done. You're not allowed to talk in public. No.
So you can't get behind that?
Can't get behind it.
My next one, fake patriotism.
Ah!
All week. Now, grant you, 9/11 was a tragedy, and nobody's forgotten about it. We remember where we were the day that it
terrible.
Happened.
Terrible.
Awful event. Facebook posts everywhere about remember where you were.
I didn't post one thing.
You know, I get it. But here at the Rockin' Comedy Show, I was hosting a poolside concert for the American Red Cross and Vegas Talent. We had Haley Scarinato out there singing the national anthem, and it was a donation of $15 to go to the pool party. And I had people going, it's kind of steep. I had people going, is there a way I can get in without paying the cover?
Are you shitting me?
And these are the same people that were posting on, it's so tragic about what happened to the family and the kids and blah. Well, the $15 you didn't want to pay that goes to the American Red Cross helps people like that in the future. So I can't get behind the fake patriotism. Either you really are behind this country and it was a tragedy and you're like, yeah, you know what? I'll give you $10 for a donation to get in or $15.
The thing is, you didn't have to pay the full $15. It's a fucking donation. We suggest you pay $15.
Right.
If you came up with $5 and say, listen, I got $5. Can I come in? And, I mean, you probably would still buy cocktails or whatever. No one's going to turn you down.
And if you're at an event where they're singing the national anthem and you don't take your hat off, I'm going to punch you.
Oh, no. I'll fucking punch you in the crotch.
Yeah. Take your hat off. Have a little bit of respect. Stop being a fake patriot. All right? All people right. that post it, it's for our troops.
Well, listen, I can't get behind that, but I'm behind it. Is that I've seen in these magazines, they have this great little campaign for the like, non-smoking, which will never happen in Vegas, but a lot of cities and countries around the world have gone non-smoking, blah, blah. That's never going to happen in Vegas. But anyway, so there's one that's like, it has a man and a woman, and but the woman is like, you know, I fought being called a dyke. I fought, you know, not giving legal, you know, marriage, blah, blah. And then I fought women pretending what's it called? Not pretending, but acting? Acting, or they are... No, they're doing a... What's it called? They're pretending. They're doing experimenting. They're experimenting on the weekend. I can't even go. They're experimenting. I've had experimenting girls experimenting on the weekend with lesbianism, and that was one of the freaking qualifiers. It was like women experimenting on the weekends with being lesbianism. But you know what? Freaking gay pride's coming up, and I think my duty to the gay community is to experiment. Wrong with that
again?
I don't think there's anything wrong with that, but apparently the gay community think that's terrible. But I don't know, a lot of lesbians are like, I don't
know. Hey, we have firsthand proof from Mike Doria. He experimented in college with girls.
Well, listen, this whole ad was like girls experimenting on the weekend pretending they're gay. I'm like, what's wrong with that? I don't think that's a crime. It's like I'm having, it's not the booty. I mean, what's a little freaking lesbo action. So anyways, you know what? I can't get behind people not can't get behind me want to be lesbian for one weekend. Sheedonism coming up, gay pride, blah, blah, blah. All see right. Me, zip is, blah.
All right. My last one is for people in the entertainment business. And you don't, and this isn't for the headliners out on the strip. This is for people that we associate with local bands. We've talked about it on I Can't Get Behind That before, where bands don't want to get together to work with each other to make these shows a success. They want to fight, they want to compete, they want to do whatever. I'm a firm believer that if we all got along, we could do some awesome stuff. I asked a friend of the show a favor over the weekend if I could have a contact of somebody that might be able to help us out with an event, and I was told, why would I give you contact information so you can crush me?
Crush.
Really? And he said, that's like me asking how do you start an internet radio show so that I can take your listening audience. There's over 3,000 podcasts. Go for it.
3,000? There's a trillion podcasts.
Comedy. There's over, you know, there's three.
All
you know,
on iTunes.
Yeah, you know, and it's like, I've given people contact information on if you want to do an interview with Weird Al, because...
What's the point? The thing is, if you want to get there, you can get there. You can have us, there. You can have them. We don't care if you freaking rip us off. We don't care if you freaking pirate us. Good for us.
Because my goal to put this event on is not to crush you, but now it is.
Done.
So I can't get behind that. If you don't want to work with people in this town... then I will crush you. And I've got Rebecca, and she's good at that shit.
And guess what? I will come to your home and shove at your door.
So that's my I can't get behind that.
Can't get behind it. Thank you for all the can't get behind.
Are you done? That's it?
Can I talk more about lesbians?
No.
Okay, bye.
But on that subject, I do want to give
Thank you, Zippers!
No, I do want to give a shout-out to Mike Doria, who has been in the hospital
Booger.
For 2.5 weeks. He's out now. He had a very bad infection in his brain that was causing him to lose eyesight in both eyes, and he was absolutely miserable, but he's out. He's doing better, and you know, he's got a gig this weekend out there at Pride with 90 Proof.
He's pulling it together. Is he going to wear a patch over his eye? I hope God.
No, his eyes are great now. They're back. He was able to get out of the hospital.
He's wearing a double patch.
They wouldn't let him out unless the infection passed, so he's good to go. So I just want to give a shout out to him because he does listen to the show, and we're going to take a break. When we come back, Rogan and Company will be here to entertain us.
It's been a whole week now, don't you know? Waiting for the Crazy J Show. Some monkey business could lighten our load. A little laughter, a little glow. I know Jay has something in store. Come on, Jay, can you give us 8 more? Come on, Jay, don't make us wait. We just want our Crazy 8. I've marked my calendar with the date. Here it is, folks. It's number 8. It's number 8. It's number 8. It's number 8.
In a good mood, because it's time for the Crazy 8 Countdown. We are going to be counting down the top 8 funniest Johnny Cash songs. That's right. 8 years ago this week, Johnny Cash passed away, and he left behind an awesome catalog of music, and a lot of people just might not know he had a funny side. So let's get things started with song number 5.
Well, they're building a gallows outside my cell, and I've got 25 minutes to go, and the whole town's waiting just to hear me yell. I got 24 minutes to go. Well, they gave me some beans for my last meal, but 23 minutes to go. But nobody asked me how I feel. I got 22 minutes to go. Well, I sit for the governor and the whole darn bunch with 21 minutes to go. And I called up the mayor, but he's out to lunch. I got 20 more minutes to go. And the sheriff said, boy, I'm gonna watch you die with 19 minutes to go. So I laughed in his face and I spit in his eye with 18 minutes to go. Now here comes the preacher for to save my soul with 13 minutes to go. And he's talking about burning, but I'm so cold. 12 more minutes to go. Well, they're testing the trap and it chills my spine. 11 more minutes to go. And the trap and the rope, all they work just fine. 10 more minutes to go. Well, I'm waiting for the pardon that'll set me free with 9 more minutes to go. But this ain't the movie, so forget about me. 8 more minutes to go. With my feet on the trap and my head in the noose, 5 more minutes to go. Won't somebody come and cut me loose? 7 more minutes to go. I can see the mountains, I can see the sky with 3 more minutes to go. And it's too darn pretty for a man who won't die with 2 more minutes to go. I can see the buzzards, I can hear the crows, 1 more minute to go. And now I'm swinging and here I go. Oh, 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 oh.
Comedy show that, of course, is Johnny Cash with 25 minutes to go, starting things off for our Crazy 8 Countdown, the top 8 humorous Johnny Cash songs. We're going to move down to the next position.
Crazy J can't count to number 10. Gets intros done for free by some of his friends. This is anything but sonic heaven. On the Crazy 8 Countdown, this is number 7.
Swept me out, dear, in the bread line of your dreams. I've lost my place from the table of your love. I'm thrown the breadcrumbs at the Indianapolis of your heart. I've lost the race. Garbage disposal of your mind, I've been ground up, dear. struck out upon the river of your plans. I'm up the creek, ma'am. Now I'm corroded in the junkyard of your heart. I've been washed down the sink of your conscience. In the theater of your love, I've lost my part. And you say you've got me out of your system. X-Lax. I've been flushed from the bathroom of your heart.
Was by Johnny Cash as we count down the top eight funny songs of Johnny Cash on our Crazy Eight countdown. Number six was Boa Constrictor, of course, written by Shel Silverstein, the guy who brought us Where the Sidewalk Ends, A Light in the Attic, and of course, classics like Sarah Cynthia Sylvia Stout Would Not Take the Garbage Out, and of course, The Smoke Off. Number seven on our countdown was Flushed from the Bathroom of Your Heart, and number eight was 25 Minutes to Go. You're listening to The Rockin' Comedy Show. We are counting down the top eight songs because this week is the eighth anniversary of the passing of Johnny Cash. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to rock out with Rogan and Company here on The Rockin' Comedy. Hey, Mike. Don't you think 12 inches is kind of big?
Dude, it's huge, but I can handle it. I've done it before.
When?
Last week. Twice.
Wow. And how did you feel afterward?
Well, I was pretty full, not gonna lie.
So, has this become a weekly thing with you?
Well, I'm not trying to set a record or anything. I mean, come on, don't you think anything more than 12 inches is just ridiculous for one person?
Well, I guess I'll watch you today and see how it goes. But I think I'm gonna try the meatloaf.
Yep, gotta go with that 12-inch pizza again. Although, the Big Dick's Burger does look good, too.
Wow, I've never been so gay for a 12-inch pizza in my life. Go check out Whiskey Dick's, located on 2750 East Craig Road. See you there.
Hi, I'm Andrea Robinson.
And I'm Trevor Jones.
And we are
Robinson Jones.
And you're listening to
the Rockin' Comedy Show.com.
You are listening to the Rockin' Comedy Show. We are up here on the 44th floor of the Korean Taco Plant. And once again, joining us up here is Rogan and Company.
Yeah!
On a return, because the last time they were here, Rebecca has no idea that they were here.
Thanks, Zip Fizz. I drink in it. It makes you go crazy. So,
what's been going on, guys?
Not Laura Taps.
Who said anything about Laura Taps? You guys are junkies.
We're just continuing from the last show.
Do you have any?
We're just doing Vegas, brother.
How's the band going along?
Well, we got a new bass player.
Mm. Yeah?
Yeah.
I love him.
We call him Bruce.
Yeah?
Bruce.
What do other people call him?
Easy.
They know better.
What kind of radio show this is, so...
Yeah.
Well, it's an anything goes ratio. Actually, we're trying to cut down on the cursing due to maybe possible new fabulous investors.
Nice.
So we do the EFF word, and we do the...
Like F-U?
Yeah.
You spell things out now?
Yeah.
Apparently.
I got it.
Lords of the Dabs.
We're just cutting back. We're not eliminating.
It's like a diet.
We're just cutting back.
Exactly.
Yeah. Which is why Spaz isn't here, because he's got such a dirty mouth.
Dirty little mouth.
But
it's like a dirty hobbit.
So you guys still playing all over town?
We are playing all over town. We did land a indie record label.
Ooh.
Nice. Talk about
that.
We did. We're on World Movement Records. And so we're starting to get our team together right now. And we'll be recording. We've got a little surprise in the bag for next month, and we're going to be getting hold of her for the little extra PR, getting hold of you.
Nice.
For our CD release.
Nice.
Yeah, brother. Yeah, brother.
And so you guys, you have a new bass player. Where did he come from? Or did you just pick him up downtown? He was holding a sign. We'll bass for
food. Yeah, we just put an advertisement for Bruce.
We'll bass for food is pretty much the
thing. Ooh. And he brought his own.
I'm getting paid in beer, so.
Yeah.
I could not think of anything better. Well, naked. Zip Fizz. If you got paid in Zip Fizz, that would be awesome. We could pay you at Zip Fizz.
And so have you guys upgraded your website? I mean.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
It's getting updated because the last time you were on it was a while ago, so.
No, really Facebook's the main thing we're trying to build up, and that is all current. So,
all right. So, did you guys form as a group?
Okay, so this particular group has myself and Randy have been together in projects for years. We were in a cover band for a while. We actually were, booked for about almost 2 years solid.
Yeah.
We're out on the road for a while.
We even picked up Seth Turner along the way.
We ran into Seth back.
Yeah. Favorite.
You guys did some stuff with him, right?
Absolutely.
And then we kicked him to the curb.
Oh, yeah, right. No.
That was not quite
not
how that happened.
Seth Turner. No.
As you should.
Nobody kicks that guy. He's way too bad.
No, he's very talented. He's got a hot wife.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Don.
Nice.
Cheatinism coming up. You want to go out and
You're already going with Sunset Thomas.
I'm going with Sunset Thomas and the girl from Zip Fizz. What's her name?
Ashley.
Ashley.
Number three.
And her wife.
Her name's number three.
I'm getting gay with everybody at Cheatinism.
It is not gay when girls do it.
I know. No. It's what I love about it. It's so,
it's acceptable.
I can get gay and still be straight tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Hey, listen, we're making out.
That's right.
Me and the dog.
Underdog.
Me and underdog. But,
never fear.
I'm trying this new thing with the dog. Instead of telling him I'm going to make hot wings out of him, I'm just going to love him.
Love him. All right, so besides kicking Seth to the curb.
Yeah.
Because you felt you didn't need him anymore.
No, well, Seth was actually never in the project. No, but we definitely were, ran into him a lot back then. But
rented him?
Ran into
him. We rented
him.
We did rent him.
We actually did rent him for the night
for
one
rent.
Time. We really,
oh, my God. Our guest star is a rental?
We rented him. But
I love my Turner.
Yeah, so after a few incarnations of various lineups, here we are. And now it's all original. And here we go.
Yeah.
OG. You guys are OG.
OG.
Oh,
yes.
Original gangster.
Yes.
Well, obviously the beer's kicking in, Rebecca.
Amen.
Oh, thank God. I've done philanthropy all night. I deserve to be evil.
So
we spent the first 6 months putting all these songs together, yeah. Danny and I, and formed the band. We're lucky enough to get Mr. Greg Ryan on guitar. We've got Bruce Mayer on bass, and Jeff Tutrow on the drum. So we're ready to rock. We've been rocking the town for what, like 3-4 months?
Yeah.
So 3-4 months, we got our independent label now. We've got our PR lady lined up. The mistress. Yeah, she's the name of her company.
Do you have a job?
She's the mistress of something. Of marketing.
The mistress of marketing. What am I the mistress of?
Sorry about that, Renee. I can't remember the name of your company. But it's we're just getting going. We actually just met her a couple days ago. And so we're just getting going with that. And getting our stuff mixed by a Grammy Award winning mixing engineer.
Shut up.
Yeah, buddy.
How'd you score that? Who's this person?
I'll never tell. You know what? We'll bring everything out.
That is top secret.
All a secret.
For next month, for our CD release. For our
love
first
it.
Single.
We'll
come back with that.
Where's your CD release going to be?
By Reba.
Right here.
Right here? Ah, the Rock and Comedy Show on the 40. You like Korean tacos? Because I'm going to give with all the free tacos you want.
Yeah, we'll set you guys up. But let's take a break, and then we'll come back and have you guys rock out for us.
No, don't go, Jay. Don't go.
Don't go.
Hey, this is Crazy Jay from the Rockin' Comedy Show, and I'm here with...
This is Mark Curry. This is real deal stuff coming from the basement.
Are you getting ready to try some Zip Fizz over there?
Mm-hmm. Zip Fizz makes me feel like a man. Every time I come on the Rockin' Comedy Show, I have a Zip Fizz, and I fly home. Yeah. Oh, this is good.
That's good, right?
The fizz is good.
Yeah, keep you up for your show tonight.
Yeah, gives you 4 to 6 hours of energy right there.
So check out ZipFizz.com for where it's sold. It is the Rockin' Comedy Show. And before you guys rock out, what's your Facebook?
Okay.
You better tell us right now because I didn't like you.
Facebook / Rogan and Co. RoganAndCo. Please go on there. Hit the like button.
But.
Show us some love.
To be realistic, if you guys do Rogan and Company.
Be real.
It's like R-O-G-O-N and the and sign and then CO.
Right.
So, well, and it's got like, you know, blue and white in the picture. So let's just help.
If you went there from the Rockin' Comedy Show, leave a little post on the page. Let's see, you know, let's track this.
Yeah, absolutely. What's going on?
Show some love.
Wait, unless this is, I think you gave me the wrong freaking light.
No, it was.
Unless there's two pages, look.
No, it's that's right. Right. It's
now,
right.
But this it. One says Las Vegas by it.
They're both.
Nice.
I'm gonna like them both.
We're crazy.
I'm gonna like them both.
She's crazy, she's crazy like that. All right, guys, let's rock out.
Okay, cool.
Hello.
All right, Crazy J.
Let's do it.
We call this one.
Uh oh. Is this about me?
It could be.
It is now. That's
one,
my news.
1, 2, 3, 4. You always had that look in your eyes when you look right past me as you walk by. You probably think that I'm just some prick, and you couldn't care less that I think you're a princess. You never gave me a serious thought, but I never gave up, and finally we talked. And all of a sudden, it happened so fast, couldn't hold your smile, cause I make you laugh. You and me, and that's not something you ever dreamed. You can see what's happening. Don't try and fight it, cause even though you're feeling this, you try to run the other way. Uh-oh, uh-oh, what's happening? You know you're feeling there, you just can't hide it. Although your better judgment thinks the two of us just don't make sense. Uh-oh, uh-oh, what's happening? You know you're feeling me.
You just think you met us last night. That dirty grin on your face is so hard to hide. But I tell your friends about any of this until you figured it out. I'm just your secret. You wander all day, and I'm in your dreams when you're alone at night. I'm your fantasy, but I'm over here just biding my time, hoping you'll finally just admit that you're mine. You and me, and that's not something you ever dreamed. You can see what's happening, and don't try and fight it, 'cause even though you're feeling this, you try to run the other way. Uh-oh, what's happening? You know, you're feeling there, you just can't hide it. Although you're better just when things, the two of us just don't make sense. Uh-oh, what's happening? You know, you're feeling me. You and me, that's not something you ever dreamed. You can see what's happening, and don't try and fight it, 'cause even though you're feeling this, you try to run the other way. Uh-oh, what's happening? You know, you're feeling me, you just can't hide it. Although your better judgment thinks the two of us just don't make sense. Uh-oh, what's happening? You know, you're feeling me, you just can't hide it. Although your better judgment thinks the two of us just don't make sense. Uh-oh, what's happening? You know, you're feeling me, you just can't hide it. Although you better just read things in two, this just don't make sense. What's happening? You know, you're feeling me. What's happening? You know, you're feeling me.
Very cool. So with this new record deal, are you guys looking to dominate the world now? Is that your plan?
You know what? My whole thing is, you don't want the world. I just want your half.
Dun, dun, dun. We are, man. You know, it takes a lot to release a record. So I hear. Yeah. You know, this will be, you know, pretty much we're virgins when it comes to that. So
did someone say virgin?
I did. Yeah. I did. But we're just not virgins to this show. It's nice being like the sophomore time back.
Yeah.
Second time like back at the
Although we already played you like our single last time we were here. So it's kind of anticlimactic.
Yeah. Which is what? What's your story?
I know a secret. We're going to probably. Yeah.
Yeah, of course. That's a very catchy song. Well,
freaking of course.
Freaking of course. So you're on Facebook. You tweet. You do all that. So what's your next step? How are you getting out there? Like, besides the social network?
You know, right? I mean, honestly, we're doing that to a degree right now, just because, you know, it's the right thing to do, I guess. But no, I mean, really, it's almost a mute point. If everything goes well over the next month or two with what we're trying to do with the label and a couple of the other things we got working, that'll be kind of their department.
Cool. Yeah. Well, let's take a break, and we'll finish up with Rogan and Company right after this.
Break.
Bye, guy.